Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness, looking today at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Well, the big time current event is the economic disaster that happened to the United States. They are saying now that they have made the election a one-issue election. Tops on everybody's list right now, the economy. I want to bring your attention to what God, I believe that what brought this in is unjust actions, greed, lies, and all of that realm, it is written in the scriptures, will be judged. Now, there is, from Revelation, the book of Revelation, we know that God is going to judge the unjust merchandising and merchants of the earth. And there's a very, in the book, chapter 18 of Revelation, if you have it, we'll turn there. Right now, we're going to chapter 25 of Jeremiah. And in chapter 25 of Jeremiah, when the Jews are first carried off over into captivity, they are carried off into Babylon. And Babylon is the first nation in the times of the Gentiles that is shown in the golden head that Nebuchadnezzar saw in the book of Daniel. So now when they go into captivity, God speaks of a judgment cup, a cup that he's making all nations to drink of. It's the cup of God's judgment. Jeremiah chapter 25, he says to the prophet Jeremiah, "For thus says the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all nations of the earth to drink it, to whom I send you." Verse 17, "Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand, and made all nations to drink it." Verse 18, he starts with Jerusalem and Judah. This is a cup of judgment. Psalm 83, other places, we could show you in the Bible where it speaks of drinking a cup of judgment. God's going to cause them to drink it. He caused those nations to drink it right at the beginning of the times of the Gentiles. Jerusalem and Judea, we've seen that they've known judgment. Verse 19, Egypt. Verse 20, all the mingle people. Verse 21, Edom, Moab, and Ammon. That has to do with present-day Saudi Arabia and Jordan. All the kings of Tyre and Sidon, that's Lebanon. And the isles, which are beyond the sea, right over here to the United States of America. And he names all the kings of Arabia, verse 24. And he goes all down, and he comes to verse 26. All the kings of the north, far and near. All the kingdoms of the world that are upon the face of the earth are going to drink of the cup, judgment cup of the Lord. All nations will be judged. Now, you can last through this judgment, but they are going to be judged. And the king of Shishak shall drink after them. That is a code name in the Bible for Babylon. If you make the last letter of the alphabet, the first letter and the second letter, like if we would make ZA and we would make YB, then it's a certain code language in the Bible, and Shishak comes out Babylon. So, therefore, verse 30, prophesy against all of them and say, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar. Verse 31, a noise shall come to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. All the nations of the earth, God's got a controversy with. They don't line up with God. They speak against God. They blaspheme and they use evil practices in merchandising, and all of it's going to be judged. In the 7 year, we call it, whenever the Lord comes and sets up the earthly kingdom, the 7 years prior to that will have been what we call the time of tribulation or pressing or trouble. And during that time, there will come a judgment of Babylon. Now we're going over to the 18th chapter of Revelation. And I saw, wrong chapter, chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Now, I know that this does have to do with physical Babylon, which is present-day Iraq, but also from Babylon, all the other nations
took evil practices and evil things. And I think that this has to do with the world system. This world system is going down. It will go down, I believe, during the time what we call the 7 years of tribulation. But it's like this. You don't have a log here where one day everything is just rosy and you step over that log and the next day the sky falls. No, you begin to have the judgments already. They're coming in. The judgments that will take place during the tribulation period, already those things are coming in now. The glories that are coming in after that, we'll begin seeing angels, all kinds of wonderful things will happen. But also these judgments will begin to take place. Now, this angel cries, verse 2, with a strong voice saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. Verse 3, all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications. You see, that takes us back to what we just read in Jeremiah. There was a cup of judgment, and it started at that time with Babylon, and all nations have drunk of it. There's been, when the Gentile period began, all kinds of national things and things opposite God began to come into the earth. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the, now get this word, merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Verse 11, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Verse 15, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. This great world system that the merchants of the earth have so enjoyed is going to come down, and they weep about it. Verse 23, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Satan deceived the nations, the sorcerers, that comes from the word pharmakei, and it's a great deception that came upon the whole merchandising system of the earth. And so it's going to be judged. Now why? Because it's opposite God's word. Yes, we have had a judgment here. Now, I believe, and we're standing to hold that Antichrist off and have good economy until the Lord comes, that our businesses, that our ministries may flourish, but we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to believe God on these things, but there has been a judgment here. Now, this is God's will. You have to go by God's word. People don't like to go by God's word, but you must go by God's word, and he doesn't change his mind. In Leviticus 19:36, God's word says, just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall you have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. In those days, they had those scales where you had a weight, and you would put a weight in it. And this weight right here is going to be the amount of silver or gold or whatever thing you're going to pay in exchange for an ephah of wheat, let's say. An ephah was like a bushel of wheat. So it's going to cost you this much right here. And you weigh it out. And God wants that just. He does not want it unjust. Deuteronomy 25:13. Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and a small. In other words, you don't say, now, here's an ephah of wheat, and it's going to cost you one weight. Well, you put a heavier weight on there. And then for another person, you give them a smaller weight. So God wants it just. Now, my dad was a grocer. He had a grocery store, and he was known as a butcher. He was taught how to butcher by a man from the old country and how to make sausage. And in payment for a debt, he felt like he owed my great-grandfather. And so my dad made the best sausage in the country. He had the best roast. He had the best everything, and he was known for it. We lived in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, but he supplied the best restaurants in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, everybody would always kid Daddy, and they would say, do you weigh your thumb, too, when you're mailing? Now, in those days, you had the ground beef in there, and you'd reach in there and get the ground beef out, and you'd put it on this little white this little white cup thing and measure it off, you know, and you'd weigh it up there on the scale. And they would kid Daddy. They say, "Now, don't weigh your thumb, Butch, you know, when you're charging us." So that those kinds of things have gone on. But God doesn't like it. Now, my dad didn't do it. I want to tell you, he was honest. He could have been Honest Willie, just like Honest Abe. Proverbs 16:11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are His work. He wants just weights. He wants just dealings in our merchandising. Proverbs 20 and verse 10. Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. You don't want anything to do with abomination, and they are abomination. And when you operate in abomination, it brings a judgment. God's already placed it by His words. Proverbs 20:23. Divers weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Now, we're going to come to the verse which says, judgment will come because of it. Micah 6:11. Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful weights? Folks, there is holiness. There is purity before God. God is not going to count pure wicked balances and deceitful weights. So when people use in their trading these days, we don't use so much balances and weights, but stock and insider trading and all these kinds of things. It still must meet the criteria of God. It must be just. So what has happened here, I believe, is that with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all kinds of other companies that are up right now, they've used unjust ways of dealings. And it's brought a judgment on itself. It can't go on. This may be a very good thing that happened for us, that our whole economy doesn't just fall apart right here. Because folks, there will be buying and selling. There will be seed time and harvest. There will be summer and winter. There will be rain and sunshine. All of these things are going to be until He comes. Now, the Bible tells us in Thessalonians that we can hold off the Antichrist until He comes. So I'm saying to you watching today, pray and believe God. Let's ask God to forgive us. Let's repent. And let's ask God to help us to go on here, being able to feed our families, being able to live in a good time. We're not afraid. I heard someone say on television, Huckabee, he was saying, they're trying to scare the living daylights out of us. Well, we don't have the living daylights scared out of us. We are believers. And we walk by the system of God. Be sure you're walking by the system of God. And there are not unjust practices around you. And so this is Billy Brim saying to you, watching current events in the light of Bible prophecy. You can contact us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom.